News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Negotiators in Geneva worked past midnight on their third and final day of trying to reach an accord with Iran on curbing its nuclear program and still failed to come up with a deal. But Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says progress has been made.
I think we're all on the same wavelength, and that's important. And that gives us the impetus to go forward when we meet again next time.
That next time is November 20th. France raised the strongest objections today, questioning whether it would really halt Iran's nuclear progress. In the Philippines, officials say they still have no grasp of the true extent of the devastation from Friday's typhoon. More than 130 people are confirmed dead, but the Philippine president says the death toll is likely to be far higher once rescue crews can get into the badly damaged areas. The BBC's Nick Childs reports.
The massive scale of the damage is only slowly being revealed. The ferocious winds and a flood surge many have likened to a tsunami scythed through the archipelago's central islands. Parts of the city of Tacloban, one of the worst hit areas on the island of Leyte, are a picture of devastation. Many badly hit areas remain cut off, hampering relief workers. Roads have been washed away, are flooded, or are clogged with debris. There are fears that the number of confirmed casualties could rise dramatically.
The BBC's Nick Childs. Typhoon Haiyan struck the same region in the Philippines that was rocked by a major earthquake just weeks ago. Hundreds of thousands of people were still living in makeshift shelters when Haiyan arrived. That, plus the lack of information, has many Filipino-Americans on edge, including Trini Biola of Queens, New York City, who hasn't been able to reach her family in the Philippines because phone lines there are down.
I pray that please... no more. Enough is enough of this. It's heartbreaking.
A police superintendent in the Philippines says 70% to 80% of the area in Haiyan's path is destroyed. Hawaii's State House of Representatives has approved a bill legalizing same-sex marriage. Sam Sanders reports the measure will make the state the latest to approve gay marriage, joining more than a dozen other states.
Gay marriage opponents in Hawaii had sought a restraining order to prevent the governor from signing gay marriage into law, but a judge ruled Thursday that he would wait to hear challenges to the law only after it passes. Hawaii's Governor Neil Abercrombie has said he would sign a measure legalizing gay marriage. The House bill still has to go through the Senate next week. The debate galvanized Hawaiians on both sides of the issue. More than 5,000 people signed up to testify on the measure in a House committee hearing. Earlier this week, both chambers of Illinois' legislature approved measures legalizing gay marriage. That state's governor also says he will sign the bill into law. Sam Sanders, NPR News.
This is NPR. A move by Venezuela's government to combat what it calls price gouging has triggered chaos at some major appliance stores. The socialist government seized a chain of electronic stores and forced them to lower prices. John Otis reports that set off a run.
In a speech Friday, President Nicolas Maduro announced his government was taking over DACA, a nationwide chain of appliance stores. The result was massive lines at many DACA stores, as well as a few instances of looting. The chaos comes amid 54% annual inflation and shortages of food and even gasoline. Experts blame stagnant production and currency controls that make it harder to import goods, but Maduro blames the business community for waging a so-called economic war against his government. All this comes amid the run-up to local elections next month, when ruling party candidates could face a stiff challenge from the opposition. John Otis, NPR News, Bogota.
In Norfolk, Virginia today, the Navy christened the USS Gerald R. Ford, the first of a new class of nuclear-powered aircraft carriers that the Navy says are more efficient and cost-effective. The USS Ford represents the first new aircraft carrier design in more than 40 years. It's supposed to be able to launch jets faster and require fewer crew members. In Dayton, Ohio, a tribute and a B-25 flyover for the World War II airmen known as the Doolittle Raiders, whose daring raid on Japan in 1942 helped boost American morale after Pearl Harbor and threw the Japanese off balance. Three of the four surviving members were on hand for today's event. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.
Support for